Calm, confident tone. Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to create a short, musically placed rewind, a tape stop or DJ style backspin in Ableton Live 12, tuned for jungle and old school drum and bass edits. We'll build an editable rewind moment using only live stock tools, reversed audio or simpler, auto filter, grain delay, beat repeat, frequency shifter, saturator, redux, LFO, macros, and arrangement automation. The target is a tight 0.6 to 1.2 second rewind that pulls energy away, then snaps the groove back with character. What you're going to build is a reusable workflow or rack that reverses a short audio slice, applies a musical pitch sweep for that slowing backspin feel, adds timbral motion, filters suck, flutter, grit with stock devices, and is modulated cleanly so it sits naturally in a jungle/DNB context. Keep Live open in arrangement view for the most precise results. First, prepare your source audio. Pick a short moment, the tail of an amen break, a break fill, a snare stab, or a vocal shout. Make it between half a bar and two bars. The end of a phrase often works best. Duplicate that clip to a new audio track and consolidate the duplicated selection so you have a single, clean clip to work with. Next, create the reversed clip. Right-click the consolidated clip and choose reverse. For a natural, resampling-style slowdown, set warp off. If you want tempo-aware repitch behavior, use warp set to repitch. Complex or Complex Pro will often introduce artifacts during big pitch moves, so avoid them for this effect. If you want tight pitch control, drag the reversed clip into a new MIDI track simpler. Use classic mode and treat it as a one-shot instrument. In simpler, turn loop off. Set any sample start offset for your preferred rewind start point, and use transpose or the pitch envelope. A pitch envelope with attack near zero and decay between about 600 and 1000 milliseconds gives a good tape stop sweep. If you prefer to stay in audio, you can automate the clip's transpose envelope instead. Both methods work, with trade-offs I'll highlight later. Now build the rewind FX chain using an audio effect rack. Place it on the reversed audio or on the simpler track and chain these devices in this order for predictable tone: auto filter, frequency shifter, grain delay, beat repeat, saturator, redux, utility. Use a 12 dB low pass on the auto filter with cutoff initially low and mild resonance for that sucking low pass feel while the rewind unfolds. Set frequency shifter to a tiny shift between about 0.1 and 1.5 Hz to add subtle wow slash flutter when modulated. In grain delay, keep dry slash wet low, around 0 to 30%. Spray at 0 unless you want width, frequency at 0 Hz, and use the grain pitch and delay time to craft smeared tails. For beat repeat, choose short intervals and gates, 1/32 or 1/16 intervals, short gate and decay, to create a jittery repetition near the snapback. End with saturator and a light redux for crunch, then utility to control level. Create macros in the rack to control the key musical elements. Map macro 1 to pitch sweep. This can map simpler transpose or the clip transpose. Macro 2 to filter cutoff on the auto filter. Macro 3 to grain delay pitch. Macro 4 to toggle beat repeat on or off. Macro 5 to overall wet blend of the rack. Now automate the rewind motion and arrangement. If you're using the clip method, place the reversed clip so it plays just before your rewind point. Open the clip envelopes and choose clip right arrow transpose. Draw curve from 0 semitones down to somewhere between minus 12 and minus 24 semitones over 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. For a subtle DJ backspin, stay around minus 6 to minus 12. For a dramatic tape stop, use minus 12 to minus 24. Use a curve with a fast initial drop and a slower tail that gives the authentic tape stop shape. Simultaneously automate clip gain or the rack's wet slash dry macro so the reversed audio fades in and then dries out before the forward groove returns. If you're working in simpler, create a one-note MIDI clip that holds for the rewind duration. Show transpose for the simpler device and arrangement and automate transpose from zero down to your chosen semitone value. At the same time, automate the rack macros. Macro 2, auto filter cutoff, should start low, around 200 to 400 Hz, and sweep up to several kilohertz as the pitch falls. Macro 3, grain pitch, can lift slightly at the end to give a released burst. And macro 4, beat repeat, should engage only in the last 100 to 200 milliseconds to create the snapback jitter. For extra organic motion, add Live's LFO device. Map a subtle LFO to frequency shifter amount and to grain delay pitch for flutter. Set the LFO shape to sine for gentle wobble or sample and hold for glitchier jitter. rate between roughly 5 and 12 Hz, and mount small. Use trigger or one-shot mode so the LFO runs only when the rewind plays, unless you want continuous wobble. When it's time to return to the groove, make sure the forward, normal clip resumes exactly when the reversed or simpler clip ends. Use a very small crossfade, between 1 and 40 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. If using simpler, set release to 20 to 80 ms. If the snapback feels weak, automate a quick transient boost with saturator or a short transient shaper, then bring it back down. Polish with EQ and sidechain. High pass the rewind below 80 to 120 Hz to protect the low end. If the rewind still clashes, sidechain it lightly to the bass or kick. Adjust output level with utility, and if you need CPU savings, freeze and flatten the track. Then re-edit the flattened audio for further tweaks. Watch out for common mistakes. Avoid complex or complex pro warp modes for large transposition automation. They can cause phasing and artifacts. Don't exceed pitch drops beyond minus 24 semitones unless you want a deliberate extreme effect. Always remove low end from your rewind. Unfiltered bass content will muddy the mix. Don't leave the rewind fully wet without blending. It will mask the groove return. Finally, check your timing. Being off by a few milliseconds will make the rewind feel loose. Here are a few pro tips and parameter starting points. For musical pitch ranges, minus 7 to minus 12 semitones gives a classic DJ backspin, minus 12 to minus 24 gives a tape stop vibe. Use frequency shifter modulation in the 0.3 to 1.2 Hz range for authentic wow. Use grain delay as a smear with pitch plus 6 to plus 12 at the tail and dry slash wet between 10 and 30%. For old school grit, lightly bit reduce with redux, then blend it with a macro so you can dial it in. Map a single rewind trigger macro to control pitch and filter together, and save the rack as a preset for reuse. A quick practice exercise to lock this in. Take an amen break or vocal stab and duplicate and consolidate the last 0.8 seconds. Reverse that clip, put it on its own track with auto filter, grain delay, and saturator. Automate transpose from 0 to minus 18 semitones over 0.8 seconds. Filter from 250 Hz to about 5.5 kHz over the same time. Set grain pitch to plus 6 at the tail and automate wet from 0 to 25% toward the end. Turn on beat repeat for the last 160 milliseconds at interval 1/32. High pass the rewind under 100 Hz. Place the forward clip to start right when the reversed clip ends. Crossfade 10 to 30 milliseconds, render a loop and tweak transpose and filter until it sounds gritty and snappy. A few final reminders. Think of the rewind as a short DJ gesture, not a long effects section. Coordinate pitch slash time motion and timbral motion so they read as one event. Use simpler for precise control, prototype there. Then freeze to commit if you want an audio workflow. Limit macro ranges so one knob always produces musically useful results. And label and save versions of your rewind rack, subtle and extreme, so you can recall them quickly. Before you render, double-check these items. High pass is engaged, pitch curve is smooth, beat repeat only fires at the tail, LFO is set to one shot if that's what you want, and output isn't clipping. Test the rewind in context and at slight tempo variations if you'll use it in DJ packs. That's it. Prototype the rewind in simpler for full control, lock in your timing and curves, and then commit and export variations. With this rack and workflow, you'll be able to drop classic jungle and DNB style rewind moments into your edits with authenticity and mix-friendly behavior. Good luck, and have fun backspinning.